What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, you know what? We just, we probably didn't make this clear enough the first time we did anything down here, which is basically the last episode, we're in the dark. I realized that we didn't necessarily clear that with everybody. There's been some kind of blackout. Last time I was here, there was also
there's a blackout. There's always blackouts here. Always.
This is what happens when I leave a place for any amount of time. Mayhem ensues. That's basically where we are.
It's your day off, and you came home, there's no power.
It's the, and by day off, I just left the place at 5. That feels like a day off. We'll be going back tomorrow. And I'm here basically at a pod. I'm here for you people. I'm here for the community.
For the community.
Which, you know what's funny?
The 9 out of 10.
Is that like really true? Or Christine, is that just something Al just came up with?
Also, Christine's here. Jules is here. Candace is here. So hi, guys. Thank you so much.
Hi, Al.
I'm still hearing that weird sound.
Are
you? So hopefully that's not in here. It wasn't in the last one. It's probably just something wrong with the headphone. You guys don't even know what goes on behind the scenes here. I got hit up with a question not long ago. At the beginning of COVID, we were like, oh, hey, for as long as COVID goes, we're going to do an episode every day.
Yeah, what?
Wow, we had great intentions, but my God, not easy to do.
No, imagine.
Not easy to do.
I feel like there's nothing to talk about.
Well, I mean, for a while, life was over. I mean, what are we going to talk about? Our walls? The inside of our home?
Yeah, it was just a weird, the whole thing has been weird.
There wasn't even new TV out.
And as people, we really haven't been, we really haven't been doing better. We really haven't.
Now we just go out in it.
Yeah, I mean, and I got to be honest, we opened this place, and I've had to lose about 15 pounds.
That didn't happen to me.
I am a shell of myself, but hey, I'm here, having a good time.
Yeah.
And I bring up the COVID thing.
Can we call it Corona?
The Rona?
COVID sounds...
I prefer the Rona.
COVID sounds so intense. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I liked it better when everybody just called it Corona.
COVID is like what the doctor would call it. Or like COVID is.
Yeah,
like,
I'm fine with Corona. COVID, that's fine.
COVID-19.
Yeah, that's fine.
Corona.
Miss Rona.
Yeah, Rona. Yeah, Rona. Okay. You know, that's fine.
It's much better.
So there are a lot of other things that have been coming up that I think about in the very beginning, and I'm just going to throw this one out there. This will be a bit of a lightning rod. This isn't. I wasn't even planning on talking about this.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going.
But I'll tell you where it's going.
All right.
I was asked in the very beginning if Corona. Mm-hmm. Would delay me getting engaged to Chelsea. And I was like, yeah, that's preposterous. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it ruined everything.
It really did.
It ruined everything.
It really did.
Like, my August is terrible.
Yeah, mess.
Sorry to those who have died.
Does Chelsea know this? Or
sorry to those who have died. I always had
a framework of when certain things were going to go down.
Wait, why is it affecting it, though?
I think it's because my life right now is so different
than
the life
like...
it was in February.
Yeah.
And it's all not necessarily better or worse. It's just very different.
Agreed.
The amount of time and all of that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Me thinking where I was going to live has changed. All these different things that have now been...
Well, I think your relationship has changed a lot because everything's changed for you a lot.
My life as a... It's almost like we are... Now, so I would say it's probably not getting... it's probably not a Corona thing, but it's definitely a career change thing because this is a very different style of work. I work like my dad now. Like the hours are like my dad's, and it's completely different. So we're getting to know each other again. Anyway, we're going to probably get into some questions and stuff like that.
Where did this come from?
I don't know, Ken. I'm just trying to burn four minutes.
Maybe Al needs a little therapy.
Very rarely in the hot seat. That's fine.
I thought usually about that today, too, about like how much... This has changed everyone's life. Like, how much my life is different from before, like pre-Rona, you know, like, what's it, BC and all that? Like, before Rona, like, everything is different. Like, my store is so different. Everything I do during the day is now different. My routine is different. Like, things that I never thought would be destroyed by Rona are destroyed.
And we're the lucky ones because there's people that have gone through a lot worse.
We're alive and well. Uh-huh. So that's what I said before. Like, sorry to all those
but
who
I
have
feel
passed.
Like it's something that I but, still can't get but, used to. Today I walked into a store without a mask on and people looked at me like I was insane and I was like, oh my God,
I know.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. But I'll tell you what. Every day doing a lot of different things. And the unfortunate thing is people have, I think there's like an attitude now where like, I'm out. Treat me nice. I'm out for the first time. Kind of a thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now you try and treat everybody nice, whatever, but then something happens and they are mega amplified about something going wrong.
Well, I think everyone's intense. Everyone's just very intense.
Also feel like they're so entitled, like Corona only happened to them. Right. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know why? Everyone's pissed off. Everyone's been inside. Like, you go out to the restaurant for the first time and you want it to be, like, totally extravagant and amazing because you've been fucking stuck inside for months.
But it's hot and uncomfortable. And
yeah, and, like, everyone's just trying to get used to it. Like, I'm telling you, I, like, have to relearn the store. Like, I have to... Everything is different. So for, and that's for everybody, and everyone's emotions are just crazy intense. And I feel like little tiny things that normally wouldn't bother people are really bothering people. And you know what else I noticed about this? You know what else Corona's affected? People's mentality on time. I feel like because now everyone's home, time is going by slower. So let's say you order something. I'm using, again, like my world as an example. Let's say you order something on Tuesday. No, let's give a better example. Thursday. Okay. You put the order in Thursday at 8 o'clock at night. All right. So now Friday comes. That's Friday. So like the person that, you know, just gets the order, then there's the weekend. So now it's Monday. And those people are already emailing, like, well, where's my stuff? Where's my stuff? And it's like, dude, it's
been, it's the Amazon instant gratification.
It's been like
you
one
can
day.
Place an order on Amazon and get in 24 hours.
Right. But like, I also think because everyone's home and not doing stuff and not going out and going to parties and going to a wedding and I have this weekend and you really don't have anything to do but think about your order that you placed on a Thursday.
It's all they have to look forward to, Kim.
Right. But it's stressing out everybody else. That's just my personal thing. But in general, I think everyone's life has changed. Time, the concept of time has changed for everybody. Like cheerleading. And we talked about cheerleading, you know, a lot here. My daughter just is about to start the new season and it's completely different. Like nothing is what it was. Like all my crazy cheer antics are going to have to be altered. I'm very upset about it. I'm very upset.
Anyway, so people brought up the COVID engagement thing. And I was like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm probably going to mess with my timeline a little bit for a couple of different reasons.
You know, what is your timeline, Al?
I'm
not going to say. It might even go sooner. It might go later. I don't know.
Ooh.
Just going to happen.
I feel
right?
left out that Candace knew and I didn't.
I've known for a while.
Now.
What?
She listens to the show, guys. When I walk into a room, she is there. She is one of the 9 of 10. I am. This is no. I put this on my Instagram. How shit like this happens to me, I have no idea. I walk out of our office, which is directly across from the beach. Okay, very nice. You should come visit sometime. Jules, the only person in this room who has not come to visit.
I want to.
Anyway, there's a plane overhead.
Oh, I saw this.
Dragging an ass.
Good story.
No joke. I walk outside. Now, Chels is with me there constantly. The majority of the time that I sleep there, Chels is there. Mm-hmm. And it's very strange because I get amazing night's sleep at the Berkeley. I do. And I think it's because I'm at work and I'm very, my mind's at ease because I'm like, if anything were to come up, like if anybody wants like a, I don't know, a bacon, egg and cheese at 3 a.m, not that we even do that. Like, I'm here. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like one of those things. I'm not even the guy who makes the bacon, egg and cheese, but I'd figure it out.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's just for whatever reason, a very calming thing that I'm already there. Okay. She comes, she always stays, and it's a lot of fun. Like, we have, like, you know, kind of our nights together, whatever, and, you know, it almost feels like you're on a vacation all the time. The one day, she was not with me. I walk outside, and a plane pulling one of those ad messages says,
so amazing.
Chelsea, will you marry me behind it?
Love it.
What did she do when she
and
saw
I look
you
up,
post that
she
Instagram.
Wasn't with me.
No, I know that, but when she
thank
saw
God. Because I looked up and I saw that. And when I tell you, I walked outside at the precise moment this plane flew picturesque style overhead in a circular area by like the park, which would have been picturesque for this type of an engagement, clearly, because somebody else was using it.
Right.
Okay.
And Chelsea isn't the most common
and
name.
Then,
I mean, it's not an odd name, but it's not the
you
most
got a,
common.
Dude, you got a big ass beach right there. No joke. The plane then turns around after it goes out of view of where the building is, flies by 4 or 5 times.
Oh, my God.
Same thing.
So now Chels was not there.
Chels was not there.
But she saw your Instagram post of the video of it.
Well, because here's the thing. Because now, if every 9 out of 10 rooms you walk into, imagine a beach. The amount of people at the beach. Okay.
They're going
to
say, oh my God, was this you?
They're clearly going to say, Albie's doing this because this is at the hotel. Planes are flying overhead. Yeah, okay. And she's going to be getting DM'd. Congrats. So I'm there. And I look up, and this thing keeps circling around. My father's there. My mom's there. Everyone. Amazing. You know, it's funny. My mom had the reaction where she went, like, you know what I mean? Like one of those. Like one of those. And
like as if she wouldn't have known.
Now, I'm sitting there, and I look up, and I said, I just can't believe this. So I tape it. I put on my story. Now, I thought that was going to be the very ha-ha move because how do you not, whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things. Number one, if Chels was with me in that moment, she would have probably I don't know what the reaction
would
have been.
She would have thought it was
for
her for
certain. But it would have been that reaction.
Definitely.
Because what are the chances of that?
Nothing.
And then what do you do?
Then you,
dude, we would have been like on the beach or the boardwalk or whatever, one of the spots.
Yeah, but then how disappointing when you actually do propose. How can you beat that?
No, he would have had to propose.
Dead serious. I'd be engaged right now.
Have to be.
I would have just been fucking running with it. Sorry, the ring's in the car. I'm locked out of the car. Not and like,
you.
Honest to God, just be like, I would have
wanted
called
you to
Nina
pick it
and said, get your ass down here right now. Just fucking pick one out.
Bring me anything.
Yeah. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah. No, you would have had to. You had to.
Yeah.
Which would not have been the worst thing in the world.
I would have had to have gotten engaged.
That's okay.
To be honest with you, that is the only thing that would have made any amount of sense.
Yeah, you would have had to.
Which is a real twisted thing to do if you're trying to get engaged and you've got like a different kind of a name. If your name is like Tatiana.
To be the person who hires the plane.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh my God.
So if you've got like a different kind of a name, like if your name's out there, it's like, you know, Desiree, whatever it is.
Desiree's not that different.
No, but like Chelsea's not that different, but it's different enough.
That's what I said. It's not uncommon, but it's not common.
It's not
Meadow.
Kate. It's not
Meadow.
Kate.
Yeah, or
it's not
Sarah.
Susan.
Sarah, yeah.
Right?
All right. So you would have proposed.
I would have gotten engaged.
What would you have said?
That
would have
been amazing.
I would have been like, well.
Would you get on one knee? Would you get on one knee?
I don't know what I would have done.
You had to.
I almost fell with the reaction to it. If she started crying, I don't know what I would have done.
What would you do? Call Chelsea's dad real quick.
Can you imagine?
Run in the other room. Call.
Can you imagine me sitting there and if she saw that and started to cry? You have to get down. What are you going
to
do?
No, you have to propose.
Yeah, imagine if you looked at her and said, wait, sorry, that wasn't for you.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
Well, if your name's Candace, if your name's Juliet, okay, you're dating a guy for however long, okay, you feel like it's going that direction and a plane flies overhead.
Can you imagine if that happened to me?
Is your name is Juliet?
Yeah.
What do you think Jules was?
Oh, my God.
Do you follow her on Instagram?
I didn't know. This whole time I thought it was Jules.
So what did you think her Instagram name was?
I never really fully looked at it.
Oh, my God.
I never really. I just knew it was Jules. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the French version of Jules. I don't know.
What?
French version? I can't talk to you. Wait, so
Juliet,
Jules is Italian.
To me, now, you are not Juliet. To me, you're just Jules. Wow, now I can't look at her the same.
Anyway, what did Chels do when you posted that on your story and she saw the video? What was her response?
So this brings me to part two. All right, well, I guess number one, and I put this out to the community. Would the right thing at that moment would have been to just roll with it?
Yeah.
In whichever way, I would have had to have figured out.
You're a good sport.
Mm-hmm. You would have had to do it.
Yeah.
For the greater good.
Can you imagine if all of our families were together and we were just walking out and we saw
that? Because that's very common. It's very common for both of your families to be together there on a regular basis.
We were just there on Saturday together. Everybody was there. If that would have happened, Chelsea's family was there. Your family was there. I was there.
I would have been like,
I would have been like, Al.
I would have been like, what?
Yeah. You would have had to do it. But you know what? Wouldn't have been a bad thing. You know what I'm ready for? I'm ready for a small baby from Al and Chelsea.
I agree.
I'm ready for a baby. So if you would have had to get married for me to have that.
They are small.
I would have liked a small baby. I'm ready for one.
Gabe's not that baby anymore.
No, to me, he'll always be that baby. Well, but I would like an Al baby.
Chelsea will be such a good mom.
She would.
Al baby. Albie. I would like one. So, you know.
A small one.
You got to get on that.
So here's the thing, though.
Even if that comes first.
Here's the thing about getting on all of that.
The owl baby.
Okay. Which, I mean.
I mean, you have to name it owl, right?
Yeah, of course. Part of the rules? Of course. Now.
Owl baby.
Owl baby.
Going down that road.
Owl baby.
I then.
Candace is going to say this every day now. For
decide.
The next
here's what's going to be funny. I'm going to post that on my story.
And so you didn't tell Chelsea. You just posted it on the story.
That was stupid.
No. I sent her a video of it first.
Okay.
And then hours later, I said,
Al,
think about this. You've been light on the gram lately since your life gotten taken over. Do it for them likes. Throw your folks some content. They miss you. Okay? So I did it for the fans,
right,
obviously.
Right.
Okay?
For you the guys. Community.
I mean, you just
you
have
all.
Such a
for the 9
you
of
all.
10.
Okay, well, no, the Dear Albie is a community. Instagram is my fans. Okay. So that's a different thing.
Okay.
Okay? Like Cameo.
Right.
No, I'm
right.
playing. I haven't even been doing that. I've been so busy. I'm just joking, guys. I'm joking. But being that I am famous,
oh,
I decided.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm gonna put this up.
I need more.
I joke. I kid. Anyway.
Ish.
I'm gonna throw it up there. Right. It's funny.
Right.
Okay.
I'm with you.
This is gonna be funny.
Good content.
Everyone has to see this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What I hadn't really considered is how I go through stories, which is with the volume off.
Oh, so people actually
thought
that you proposed.
So
you were talking,
saying, oh, my God, look at this. But everybody, including Chelsea's friends, listened to my shit without the volume on.
You needed a caption. You needed a caption.
It was a story.
It was a story,
yeah,
and I used my voice. I voice captioned
it. You always need a caption.
I have a podcast. I can narrate this. I can handle.
No, I didn't even think of this, Al.
Phone starts going nuts. All of her friends start thinking she's engaged.
I would have never even thought it would go this way.
That is just as bad.
But you wouldn't consider that.
Oh, my God.
Like, no one's going to watch this without the sound.
I watched it with the sound.
And her entire day.
I didn't watch it at all. I didn't see this.
Chels calls me and she goes, did you post that on your story? I said, yes, I did. She goes, yeah, my friends aren't listening to with the volume. Pretty much everybody thinks I'm engaged right now.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what have I done? I screwed the pooch twice. Once in Jamaica.
Yes.
Once in Jamaica, everybody hitting her up. And now, via, you know.
Even before Jamaica, because once you booked that glamour trip, which we haven't talked about in a while. So, you know, due for a little chat about Jamaica, you know.
The last time I quarantined.
Yaman.
Rude boy.
So, anyway. That, like, in itself, the booking of that luxury vacation definitely made people think that he was getting engaged. So that was ching, stab once for Chels. Now this.
Oh, no, Al.
This is bad.
It's time for an owl baby.
You have to redeem yourself.
It's time for an owl baby.
Yeah, I'll take an owl baby.
Whoa.
That is not right, Christine.
That's not what I meant.
Christine.
I'm not going to let you guys pick on me anymore. That's not what I meant.
Christine, stop it. That's not even possible
the way
you do it.
Asking for your owl baby.
It's not even possible the way Chels. You do it.
Chels. I'll watch him while I'm
here. Did you miss that? That was a great joke, Ken.
What'd you say?
I didn't say it. Al said it.
I said that's not even possible the way you do it.
Oh,
an Arnold joke.
Real funny.
Asshole joke.
So anyway,
we get it.
Anyway, I promised myself I wasn't going to bring that up this time. Anyway, so yeah, I ruined the whole thing.
So now how do you propose? How do you beat Jamaica? How do you beat the plane?
Yeah. Well, oh, I know.
It wasn't about beating anything.
You got to be calm about it.
Here was my thing.
That's what you do.
Chels has talked to me about this before, and she said if we were out, and saw the plane, she said, you're just not that guy. You're not that extra. And I said, that's true. I'm not the giant sign.
See, I can see you doing the sign. Maybe I'm wrong.
I could see it happening if somebody that you know had the plane. Like, let's say the guy with the plane came into the Berkeley and was eating lunch. And he's like, oh, I drive the plane with the sign. And you could be like, I got an idea. No, I don't see you seeking out a plane. But if the plane came to you, I could see you thinking of it. Yes, I can.
I mean,
but I don't think that's how you're going to propose. I already have in my head how you're going to propose.
Oh, Candace has it planned.
No,
how do you
I
think
know
I'm
going to
propose?
Yeah. I just think I know Al. It's going to be very much a situation where everybody is somewhere, like all of us are somewhere, and him and Chelsea are somewhere else. but we're all waiting for them. Like, we're all in the know. Like, everyone's going to know. Up. We're all going to know. Like, there's no way that Al's keeping that from us at all. And then they're going to go get engaged somewhere quaint. Something quaint. Like, nothing crazy. Something random. And, like,
private.
Arturo's or Giuseppe's. Like, somewhere, like, that we go all the time where she's not expecting it. And then they're going to come back to wherever we are, most likely here or there, whatever. At the Berkeley, I could see it there, and everyone being there, and then we all just party. That's going to be Al's engagement. 100%.
That sounds fun.
Am I right?
I don't know. I really haven't thought about it too much.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Get out of here.
I'm being dead serious. I really haven't
Al's given gonna it a be ton with, of thought. They're both going to want to be with their whole family. That's just how they both are.
Well, that's
are.
Obvious. But yeah. I think like the only thing she's asking for is not to do it in front of people.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. You're going to be somewhere else. Private. And we're going to be all waiting in the wings somewhere other than where you are. And you're going to go private and then join us.
I have a friend of mine.
We'll be partying already.
That had the best proposal I've heard in my whole life.
Who?
His girlfriend went to get a colonoscopy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. This is a serious story. Okay. And during the colonoscopy, they had, they went and did the thing. They go back and get the results. And he was like, I think this is what's been causing the issue.
Stop.
After he knew there was no problem, he's like, oh, I find out. And he popped the ring out while they were reviewing the results of the colonoscopy.
That is weird.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
If someone proposed to me that way, I would lie to everyone for the rest of my life on how they proposed.
She jumped on him. She thought it was hysterical.
I mean, whatever. It's funny, but like definitely odd. Like you couldn't think of something better than that. I mean, that's like, you know.
Pretty awesome.
It's terrible. There's some good proposal stories. This is a good thing to discuss. I feel like we never talked about this on the podcast. Some proposal stories.
Yeah, probably not.
So, no,
we never did. And I feel like I want to know some really, really good ones.
I can put it on the gram.
Yeah, like people proposal stories are always
How did Josh propose to you?
Yeah.
Josh proposed to me. I was at work and he called me and said, at the time we had Buddha, my English bulldog, my beloved English bulldog that died. But the day after Lauren's wedding, by the way, we were all here when he died. It was horrible. So anyway, he called me and he's like, Buddha's not feeling good. You have to come home. Something's wrong. He doesn't feel good. And I was obsessed with my bulldog the way that I am with my birds. So I was like, oh my God, okay, I'm leaving work. So I like left work. It was Halloween, my favorite holiday. So I ran home, pulled into, at the time we were living in the condo, and like I walked inside the condo and Buddha was there dressed like a pumpkin.
Aww.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? We're dressed like a pumpkin. And then Josh carved out of pumpkins, will you marry me?
Oh, that's so nice.
Like, he personally did it.
That's
took a lot of pumpkins.
And carved
did
it out.
Did you know what was going to happen?
Like, no. No. I had no idea. I didn't know what my ring was going to look like. I wasn't the person that picked out a ring. I wasn't the person that said, okay, I want this. Like, I knew nothing.
There's been none of that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You know, like there, I have, here's the thing. I don't have the proposal picked out. This will ruin all that, by the way, because they all listen to the show. but I have the other things picked out.
What other things?
There are going to be things that happen before that.
Like pre-proposal?
What? So you have thought about
it. I've thought about other things.
Are you thinking about it right now? Is that where you're coming up with this?
I've thought about
it.
No. There are certain things that there are going to be people that are going to be informed.
I'm one of them.
And I'm going to do...
Right.
I want to do things for those people as they are informed.
I don't get it.
Yeah, neither do I.
Basically,
oh,
I want to make it
Chelsea's
special for
dad,
those people. Yeah, yeah, but
mom,
I'm obviously going to go talk to her dad. I'm going to do something for her mom and all that stuff. And, but, like, these are a lot of secrets to be kept. Her mom, who I don't know why her mom still has not done the show. Well, I guess I
adore her.
I love her.
I really, really adore her.
She's so great.
I've never met her.
She'd probably be the best person on the show. Like,
she's so good at Instagram too. Like, all of her stuff is, and she's. I hear. I can't wait to go to Witch's Bingo.
Wait, I got to go to Witch's Bingo last year. You didn't come, which was your. That was a fail on you. It was amazing.
Yeah, but I had something to do.
Jules was going back and forth like all fast.
No, you didn't. You just didn't want
to
come.
No, I had something to do. I was the day before my party or something crazy.
No.
But whatever. So this year, I hit up Chels a couple weeks ago, and I was like, let's get this clear. I'm coming to Witch's Bingo, and we have to make sure. Thank God we spoke, because the Halloween party was actually I booked the Halloween party like a couple weeks ago. I told everybody the date.
Not me. She's looking at me. She didn't tell me, and she's realizing that she didn't tell me. So she's looking at
10/24
She literally looked at me. Remember? Because I told the date, thinking that I would be like, "Oh yeah."
Al, I told you the date, right?
Oh, thanks. 10/24
I definitely told Candace. Al. I'm sorry, I forgot. I told everybody. I thought.
See, this is why I said I'm alone.
Anyway, I said to Chels, I hit her up, and I was like, "What are you gonna be?" And she's like, "Oh, I just set the date for Witches Bingo," and I was like, "What's the date?" And she's like, 10/24 I'm like, no, that's the day of the Halloween party. So now she moved Witches Bingo.
She moved Witches Bingo.
She did, because it's important that Witches we both are at each other's event. First of all, she loves the party. I love Witches Bingo. We have to both be at each other's event.
You really missed it last year. It was amazing.
I can't wait to go. I heard Charles's mom's house is like phenomenal. It's I heard it's
the most beautiful home I've ever
been
in. It's a realtor.
Guys, can we just get a quick poll on that real quick? Because Christine thinks it's realtor.
No, I think it's realtor, and your brother told me that it's realtor.
Everywhere we go and every single dingle day, you say realtor.
Because he told me that I need to correct myself.
But it's realtor.
Mm-hmm. I think it's realtor.
I've seen.
You haven't said it like that in years.
I heard on a commercial. Realtor.
Realtor.
Think about how it's spelled. R-E-A-L-T-O-R.
I get it, but when do we say things the way it's spelled?
Can you stop making videos? I swear to God, Jules.
When do we say things the way that it's spelled?
I can't do this anymore.
Jules, is it realtor or real whore?
You have this argument with your brother because he's the reason that I have to say it like this now.
You don't have to say it like this. You could say realtor like the rest of the America.
You weren't going to invite me to your Halloween party.
I wanted to invite you. My God. I was going to send that to save the date.
JerryAlbyMailBackAtYou.com. Dear Albie.
Oh, guys, you have no idea what's going to happen to me now.
I hope you guys are all doing well. I've been listening to your podcast from the beginning, and I love it more and more. I'd also like to give a shout out to Chelsea, who I think is a great addition to her show. Her advice on one of the last episodes was so helpful. Girl, I don't know when this is from. This could have been whatever advice that was. I don't even know. Could have been anything. Anyway, I am very stressed over this situation. Hope you can help. 3 years ago, I moved to a new state with my best friend. She was the only person I knew coming here, and she was more of a sister than a friend. We were that close. We were roommates until we eventually both moved in with our boyfriends. For about a year, our friendship has been very on and off. I was constantly making the effort to see her, but she constantly canceled on me. Back in February, I stopped reaching out because it became too hard. About a month ago, she finally reached out to me. I told her how I felt, and she said she'd make more of an effort. We made plans to hang out, but once again, she canceled. I was finally fed up and started seeing my other friends more often. About a week or two later, she posted that she had gotten engaged. She also included that she knew about this for about a week. I ignored the post and felt bad, just didn't congratulate her. That's in bold. A la Jules.
Okay.
I ignored the post and felt bad, but just didn't congratulate her. She texted me the next day asking if I saw her post. I was honest and said I felt like a stranger in her life and felt hurt that she told other friends before even posting it. Since then, she has told me that I was selfish for making her engagement about me and not congratulating her. I feel like a bad person, but I really don't know if I should still make an effort for us to be friends or if I should just let this friendship go. Please help, detached friend.
I would have just said congrats. See, this is like, I'm not like that. I just would have said congratulations, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have just said congratulations and been like, oh, congratulations. Oh, my God. I hope you're doing good. And like, that's it. I feel like all those other little things, that's like, no offense to the community, but like, that's just games, you know, like, I don't feel
that's see, just for me. It would be
it
would have been whether or not I still cared about the friendship. If I still cared about the friendship, I would have reached out to her and been like, you didn't tell me this. I just talked to you. I understand that we're distant now, but how could you not let me know? Like, send me a text. I'd be so happy for you. Like, if I cared about the friendship, I would reach out. And if I didn't care, I would have just liked the post and moved on.
Well, the fact, though, that she said she was going to try and hang out with her, then didn't, and then got engaged, and then asked her, did you see my post? It almost makes me think that she still cares.
Well, of course, yeah.
But almost like she wants to, like, rub it in her face a little bit. Like,
you
can't
ask, do you care when you don't make an effort before that?
Yeah, but I don't think that, there's a couple of things. Number one, when you're talking about something like this, that's good news. If you're just the type of person that's happy no matter what, okay, then that's great. Like, it didn't seem like there was a huge fight and they stopped talking.
Like a reason to not congratulate.
Right.
So I don't know why leading with congratulations is such a bad thing.
Yeah. I don't. I would be like, oh, congratulations. You know, like, I say that to people I haven't talked to in 20 years, you know? Right. Or like best friends. It doesn't matter.
But like to say, hey, did you see my post? And to say, yeah, I felt like, yeah, but I feel like a stranger in your life. Yeah, you are kind of leading with like what it is about you.
Yeah.
And you can't care that much.
Like this wasn't about
she's
you.
She's explaining why she didn't respond.
It seems like a very emotional
Yeah, but your thing
response.
Is what? Like, oh my God, I care about you so much as a friend, so I didn't tell you congratulations on a huge moment in your life. Is that seriously
no,
like,
it
the
sounds
point?
To me extremely selfish and childlike in games. Mm-hmm. Really.
But maybe she's hurt. You know,
well,
she made
I think,
an effort
look,
for a while
look, when you
and
say,
she cared
yeah,
about
but,
the friendship.
But hold on though. But look at this, okay? I feel like a bad person, but I really don't know if I should still make an effort for us to be friends or if I should just let this friendship go. I'm sorry. Making an effort to be friends at that point would have been sucking it up and just saying congratulations
yeah.
and reaching out first. That mm-hmm. would have been the way to go. And, you know, you're looking at it and you're saying, look, this is really like, you know, you guys went through all that you went through years ago. I'll give you another example in my life personally. I had people that I was very, very close friends with. Very close friends with, okay? Who I didn't get invited to their wedding.
That happened to me. I had
okay.
one of those.
At that point, I'm not like a sit down whole, oh my God, what have you done wrong to me? Oh, I look at that and I'm like, I'm good. I'm out.
Oh, see, I did the opposite. Hmm. I lost my shit.
And I don't make that about me. I don't put it out there and say, oh, hey, like, you know, this is messed up because I've had other guys. Like, in that, well, that's kind of screwed up. You should probably do the following things. I look at it this way. If that's what you're going to do, that is a very loud, not so subliminal message about how you feel on things. And if that's where you're at, we're grown ass men, okay? Mm-hmm. We're not in our, let's say, 20s or teens anymore, whatever it is, okay? If that's how you feel, then don't be surprised when you hit me up asking me for a favor. Okay, or you want to just say hello, that you don't get a response because I'm pretty cool with that. You know, like that's just, that is what it is because you've kind of put yourself out there in a way that makes how you feel about a situation very, very clear.
I wish I responded that way. I wish I didn't care. I had a friend that did that and she posted on Instagram she was getting married and I lost my mind.
It's not even so much about
like,
not
to the
caring.
Point where she ended up just inviting me just because I wouldn't shut up. Christine! Wait, and then it was terrible. Like I shouldn't have even gone. It was the first time I ever flew anywhere alone, and there was an emergency landing, and I had to sleep in the airport overnight. So that was like my first level of, oh, this is a bad
idea. Why would you even go? I would never go. Then I get there,
and they had a problem with the reception, and we waited outside for 1 hour before they even let us in to like the reception area. It was like a whole problem. Then the bride and I got into a fight. We got into an argument.
What?
We got into a fight, and I wasn't invited to any of the after-wedding activities for the next 2 days. I ended up having to just leave early and go home.
What'd you fight about?
I don't.
Oh, it's
I don't
good.
Wanna say.
It's a good one. It's a good one. It's a good
What'd
one.
You do?
I don't want to say.
Tell
it's
me.
It's a good one.
Who was wrong, Ken?
I don't remember the story, of course. I know it. I've heard the story, but I forgot it, of course.
She accused me of texting with her ex-fiance at her wedding.
Ex-fiance? Wasn't she getting married?
She was marrying someone new.
Mm-hmm.
And she was accusing me of texting with her ex-fiance at her wedding.
Okay.
And I said, how would you know if I did that? And I found out that she was talking to her ex-fiance on her
Jesus.
Wedding day.
Trauma.
And it caused a fight. Because I was like, well, why are you talking to him?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. We should really just look into this a little bit more deeply. Hold on. Hang on.
Yeah.
We have to reel this back for a second. Were you talking to the ex-fiance?
Obviously.
Yes.
Okay. Were you friends, close friends with the ex-fiance?
No.
Were you friends with them?
No.
So was this person reaching out to you to gossip about the wedding?
No, we were talking about something completely different.
Why? Why were you talking?
I don't even remember what it was. It was 6 years ago.
If you weren't friends and
you
weren't
friends,
then why were you talking?
I don't remember what it was.
But
we weren't talking about the actual, like, me being at the wedding.
You were not talking about
it. We were not. And that's why I got so angry with her. It was like, we weren't even discussing that. But she was talking to him, and he had said to her, oh, you know, I was just messaging with Christine, and she freaked out.
Now, did she do this solo to you?
Like, she pulled me aside at the reception.
At the reception?
Yes.
No.
Hot damn.
Okay, yes. And said, you're talking to my ex-fiance.
Correct.
And you responded.
And I told her I did. Yeah, we were messaging, but I wasn't talking about anything else. Like,
I would have been like, I'm at your wedding. right now.
I know. I felt terrible because I didn't want her to think that I was being like gossipy. Trying to or talking to him about something else. Like we had a relationship outside of it, like a professional relationship, and we were probably talking about that.
Right.
And I just remember feeling very defensive because I was like, no. Okay. Like that's not what we were talking about.
So you fought then just with the bride and that's it.
Yeah, and then she told me not to come to any of the other events. Like the next day was at like her mom's house. They were having something and there was other events.
So what did you do?
I didn't go to anything. I went home early.
Well, so did
so much did with that one.
Anybody else hear you call her out about this?
No.
Like
no.
The husband?
No.
No, when she said it caused a fight, I was like, oh my God, Christine ruined the wedding.
Recently she became pregnant and had babies and stuff. And like our other friends were like, well, aren't you going to reach out to her and like say congratulations? And I was like, no.
Different thing.
That's different.
Different thing.
I don't know. It seems like all of that, the asking for the wedding invite and the other one with the whole thing.
Yeah, that was my mistake. All I should very have just emotional. Let it go. What I've learned from it is that if someone doesn't want to be in your life, you just got to be like, okay.
Yep.
Well,
okay.
But here's the thing. There is also such a concept of growing apart and that being okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I think naturally you need, you say you moved to that place and, she was like your sister and all of that stuff. You needed her to serve that role at that time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You guys both found boyfriends. You jumped into that, focused on that, separated a little bit as friends. And then she wanted to kind of rekindle the whole thing. She canceled on you. And you're making this, like, read the in the email, canceled on me, how she bothered me. Then she called me. You're making it very much about, like, yourself and labeling what she's doing.
Well, people grow apart, and some people are better at handling that than others.
And I also feel like as you get older, you could be friends with somebody that you were like, oh my God, best friends with, talked on the phone with all day, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then as you get older, you talk like once every couple months, and it's fine.
It's like
nothing, that's fine.
Time hasn't passed.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. Like that happened to me with a lot of people.
That's a different relationship than I think she's describing.
Yeah, I'll help out this community member a little bit because I had a very close friend, and recently, like we were, linked together by, like we were always together. And I never hear from her ever. And people are like, why haven't you heard from her? Like, what's she up to? I'm like, I have no idea. And I have friends where, like we said, like time could pass and it's just, we get back together and, same old, same old. But this, you can tell with certain people when they're distancing themselves.
Right.
When they're like, a little different in a friend group, if they come around, like you could just tell. So I feel for this community member. Like she knows her very well and she sees her, growing apart.
And she probably doesn't want that. Yeah. I understand.
Right.
That.
But don't you think that like you put those things, like when you have a big argument, that I understand.
But almost sometimes when you have a big argument, it's better because sometimes with the big arguments, you're able to work through your issues. When there's silence, if there is a problem that the other one doesn't know about, that makes it worse.
Right. But there wasn't a stake in the ground to say, oh, my God, this happened and it's so messed up and I hate you because it was just like you guys weren't talking as much and she canceled plans on you a few times. And there could be a bunch of logical reasons for all that stuff. It could happen. Now, might you not be as big of a priority? Then great. But then what is it? You want to be friends with her and you want to be close with her so long as you feel like she's, accommodating your every request to hang out and do stuff? Like, what's the point of that?
I don't like friendships that are a lot of work. That's the truth. True. I don't think friendships should be a lot of work. I think it should be natural and whatever. And if I got to worry about upsetting you with everything I say or don't say or call you or
you're
don't
friends
call
with
you.
Me.
I know, but how many times, I always tell Christine, I'm like, stop, like this RSVP thing. I could promise my life, she will mention this three more times. She'll go, I can't believe you didn't tell me about your Halloween party on 10/24. I can't believe you didn't remember. You remembered Albie. You told Albie. But the thing is, like, I just don't think about stuff. Like, maybe this person just doesn't think like that.
Maybe,
like, they're not thinking like it's a big deal.
Maybe I'm just not as important to Candace.
See?
But there's
she
another,
thinks like
hold
that.
On.
I'm just not thinking.
But there's another piece of this, right? Should you feel like a bad person?
No.
And I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't feel like a bad person, okay? You handled this the way you wanted to handle it, okay? So there's really no regret in saying, oh, my God, like, I reacted this way because you're pissed, okay? Your mind's made up. So you got to lean into that too. I mean, does that come off? If she thinks you're selfish for that kind of a reaction, okay, whether or not she's justified in that reaction, is nonsense.
Well, a couple years ago. Because
who cares? You're already checked out.
My friend Allison got engaged, and her and I growing up were very, very, very close. And just with time, you grow apart. We weren't no longer friends. We just were just doing different things. And she posted on social media that she got engaged. And my initial reaction was I called her on the phone and I said to her, congratulations, I'm so happy you're engaged. I don't want our relationship to be like this anymore. I want to know about it before it gets posted on social media. We have to work on being better friends. And since then, we've done that. But I didn't turn it into not saying congratulations, right, and then her saying, oh, it's just all about me. I was just I want to change this. I don't want to be the person that finds out on social media.
Right. And that's good communication right there. It's all back to communication.
I don't know, guys. Everybody, I think that person, the community member, needs to not be so sensitive and just whatever.
High road.
Always take the high road.
There's less traffic.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at Jules.
Yeah.
Proverb Jules.
That's right.
All right, guys. Great to get out of this
I can't. I'm episode. So hot. And I'm so very
without
hot.
Talking about, what we've been talking about lately. So let's move on.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that anymore. I don't think anybody else wants to hear it.
I think they do. Based on what we've heard.
Anyway.
About your asshole.
We'll move on. But hey, love you all.
It's going to be like every time Candace says asshole, take a shot.
Dear AlbieMelick@gmail.com. Continue to send us your candidates for Christine's love life.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Please. I'm not.
Christine, come on. Don't take away all of our fun. We want to have the Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Is the Bachelorette or Bachelor?
Well, you know what else we have to talk about one day, too? We have to talk about how old you are when you're a bridesmaid. Okay? Because if I don't get married until I'm 50, guess who's still standing next to me?
Oh, yeah. We got into this the other day. Well, this is an episode for another day.
Correct.
It's a lot.
We love you all.